Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 17th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Nikkei has supply chain sources who tell it Google plans to launch a smart speaker with a display, or a smart display, something kind of like the Amazon Echo Show. The sources say Google wants to have them ready by the holidays. Google introduced its smart display platform back in January, and third parties like Lenovo have been making devices that use it. Canalys reports global shipments of smart speakers rose 187% year-over-year last quarter, with China accounting for 52% of worldwide growth. Alibaba and Xiaomi account for 17.7% and 12.2%, respectively. Overall, Google leads the way, with Amazon second. Indonesia's Gojek founder and CEO Nadia Makarim told Reuters the company is close to profitability in all segments except transportation, and the company started as a ride-hailing app, but it has added features like payments, food, grocery, and massage ordering, and even has its own venture capital investment arm. As far as ride-hailing goes, Gojek plans to expand ride-hailing into Vietnam, Singapore, Thailand, and the Philippines in order to compete with Grab, which bought out Uber's Southeast Asian business recently. Gojek is valued at around $1 billion. A teenager in Melbourne, Australia, who repeatedly broke into Apple's secure computer systems is facing criminal charges after Apple turned him into the United States FBI. The children's court heard on Thursday that he downloaded 90 gigabytes of secure files and accessed customer accounts. A raid on his family home last year uncovered hacking files and instructions, all saved in a folder titled Hacky Hack Hack. Apple said Friday that at no point during this incident was personal data of its customers compromised. Twitter sent a company email stating that technical and business constraints have led them to shut down legacy APIs. The email said the user streams and site streams API were still considered in beta 9 years after they were created. Twitterific noted that the changes mean it will no longer be able to stream tweets, send push notifications, or update the Today view. New tweets and DMs will also be delayed by a couple of minutes. Google announced it's working with Danish hearing aid maker GN Hearing on something called the Audio Streaming for Hearing Aids spec, or ASHA, for Android. The power-efficient protocol promises high-quality, low-latency connectivity for Bluetooth hearing aids on Android without needing an intermediary device. ReSound Lynx Quattro and Beltone Amaze will be the first hearing aids to receive direct streaming support in a future update. Google has also updated its help pages to clarify what location info is still stored after a user turns off location tracking. Previously, the page said, with location history off, the places you go are no longer stored. Now, it says, this setting does not affect other location services on your device, like Google Location Services and Find My Device. Some location data may be saved as part of your activity on other services like Search and Maps. Several bloggers have complained that their sites have been taken off WordPress.com. TechCrunch says that WordPress has a new policy that prohibits malicious publication of unauthorized identifying images of minors. The removed blogs mostly dealt with Sandy Hook. WordPress made no official comment on the removals. NVIDIA reported revenue from data center chips rose 83% last quarter, and net income rose 89%. Revenue as a whole rose 40%, beating analysts' expectations. However, NVIDIA fell short in its expected sales of cryptocurrency chips and called such sales immaterial for the second half of the year. As a result, NVIDIA projects Q3 revenue of $3.25 billion. Analysts had hoped to see a projection of $3.34 billion. Johnson Controls Glass thermostat with Cortana built in is now available for pre-order in the U.S. for $319, shipping August 24th. That makes it the most expensive smart thermostat on the market, beating out the Echo B4 by $70. And for that money, you not only get Cortana built in, but supposed compatibility with Amazon and Google Assistant as well. Finally, the Chicago Tribune reports Google plans to open its first flagship retail store somewhere between 845 and 853 West Randolph Street in the Fulton Market area, directly across from the new Nobu Hotel. The store will be two blocks away from Google's Chicago offices. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.